Jeff, at the beginning of your news conference, you talked about this announcement highlighting the hunger issue.
Yeah, I mean, we cannot underestimate that this issue could be the issue of the century. How do we create affordable, abundant food for the people? I mean, and if you even look at the news today, the unrest in the Middle East and some of the things going on, to some of the unraveling of issues with children and even first world cities, this is an issue. And as we've talked, David, this allows agriculture to come center stage. We need to step up to this issue. It is our opportunity more than I think ever before in the history of this industry.
So what makes this initiative such a good fit for a company like Elanco?
Yeah, and I want to say right up front, we're not trying to claim that this is the only way and this is the only model, but it is a model that is working, it's proven. And why is it good? One is it's going to have an impact on 100,000 families. The average family, six people, 600,000 people. And if you can change one life, that inspires a lot of people, and it's the right morally thing to do. 600,000 is really significant. It's a partnership with an organization that stretches globally, and it works. And as a model, it works. It's tied to animals, which is our business, and we can help with the husbandry and the health of those animals. So to me, that's number one. But also, let's come inside the walls of Elanco, and we have over 2,300 employees. And when people can now start to say, "This is what I do. I attempt to make food more affordable, more abundant for the world," a heifer initiative keeps it alive on a day-to-day basis when you can see the face of a hungry child. Or here we've just helped another 800 families in China. That brings it to life.
You talked about the pride that it is bringing to your company.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, all of us. I mean, what I've learned might be a simple principle, but over the last 4 to 5 years, is hunger and more affordable food and even hungry children in first world cities, what I've seen people do and the principle I've learned is people want to be part of something bigger than them. This is not all about money and profits and market share. This is about purpose, and this is about a cause, and people rally around a cause, and it's making this place an amazing place to work and be part of this team for myself personally.
Jeff, take a moment and talk about the local aspect of the initiative.
Yeah. You know, we felt it critical for two reasons, that we come back locally here too. And then there's an obvious thing that's going on in cities and really in little towns all over America and all over Europe is our kids may get up and go downstairs in the morning and decide what they want to eat. And it's not an issue. It's more of a choice of what they want to eat. But there's a good share of kids that get up now in America and they go downstairs and there may not be anything to eat. And the hunt for the day is, where do I get my next meal? That is going on all over. So you may not say, "Well, I don't see any deaths in the newspaper from hunger." But what's really going on, David, is there is a struggle. And it may be at 9 o'clock when mom gets home at night with a 2-liter can of soda and a bag of chips, and that's what they eat. And they go from hungry to having an obese problem. And this dynamic needs to change. And that's what this initiative is all about. It is simply saying that in Indianapolis, the city we're from, it is going to be a hunger-free community where if a kid gets up in the morning, there's meals available. Monday was the first day where there wasn't school. There's 230 parks in Indianapolis that are handing meals out. And there's 25 billboards telling those kids where they are. And they can get a meal. And then come school time, the weekends are the next area of issue, and that's to be able to get back sacks that they can take home with calories for the weekend.
Well, you are serious about this. In fact, you have even identified a staff person that's going to head up this part of the initiative.
That's right. We have a senior person that has a heart for this, and the whole idea here is to help with the coordination and working with city officials, and we're not doing this alone. We're not trying to do this ourselves by any means. It is just helping enable this. We want the end outcome of by 2015, we can look to Indianapolis and say, any child that needs food can get it. It's accessible and it's there, and that's part of the dedication. And it's also a way, we also have announced an initiative inside our company that every quarter, every 3 months, you and your family as an employee can take a half a day and go work on some of these efforts locally and personally, even if you're out in a different city. because we think it changes the families as well to say, this is what Elanco is, this is what we do. And I really believe, speaking to the farmers and the people in agriculture that listen to this broadcast, that's what we need to do. And the number one challenge I'd give everybody is go see a hungry face. Go see a mother that's standing next to a child that needs a meal. And then you start to say, this is what we do as farmers. This is what we do in the food chain. It gives us a new level of passion and fire that we need.
For Elanco, now that the initiative has been launched, what's next?
We're very good in the world and in companies of starting things. We're not very good at finishing. And the goal is finish, achieve this, stay with the goals, stay with Indianapolis being hunger free, stay with 100,000 families. Let's get this achieved sooner than we want. Let's have a model that can be replicated. Let's bring more partners into this, and let's finish what we start. And then I think, David, the next chapter will be written. Is that milk processing plants in some of these communities? Is that something? I don't know, but let's finish chapter one.